good morning to each and every one of you. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak with you this morning. It is great to be here with all the leaders who power one of Iowa's greatest success stories. I want to thank the Iowa Renewable Fuels Association for hosting this annual summit and for your tireless advocacy on behalf of an industry that's essential not only to Iowa's economy, but to our nation's energy future. Renewable fuels are part of our Iowa's DNA. And long before biofuels became a national conversation, Iowa farmers and entrepreneurs were already asking an important question: how do we add value here at home? And the answer became ethanol, biodiesel, and now sustainable aviation fuel and next generation biofuels. Industries that support tens of thousands of jobs, strengthen our rural communities, and keep energy dollars circulating in our local economy. Today, as you all are very aware of, Iowa leads the nation in renewable fuels production. But let's be clear, this success didn't happen by accident. It happened because of strong partnerships between farmers, industry leaders, and policymakers. It happened because Iowa invested in infrastructure, supported higher blends, and fought back against policies that threatened to slow the progress. And it happened because this industry never stopped innovating, and you never stopped pushing. And as a long-time biofuels advocate, I couldn't be prouder of some of the landmark achievements. And Nick talked about some of them, but becoming the first state in the nation to adopt Iowa's E15 access standards. Getting, yay, game changer. Getting EPA to finally allow permanent year-round E15 sales in 8 Midwestern states, opening up 10% of the American market. The results of broader availability and infrastructure investment and continuing to push. Last October, ethanol accounted for 11% of the nation's gasoline supply, the highest ever recorded. In November, E15 accounted for roughly 30% of total gasoline sales in Iowa, with E15 sales increasing. These numbers change rapidly, but I think it's 45% year over year. And over the course of 2025, this industry once more broke production and export sales records, thanks in large part to the growing demand from countries like Canada, UK, and India, and that list of countries continue to grow. As we look ahead, the opportunity before us, as you know, is enormous, year-round E15 nationwide. And I was encouraged to hear the president's commitment to getting that done in Clive last week at the rally. But as you know, we have to continue to just keep pushing until we get that through Congress and across the finish line. Sustainable aviation fuel, carbon capture, and new bioproducts all represent the next chapter of growth. And once again, Iowa is positioned to lead. At the state level, we remain committed to policies that support renewable fuels. And at the federal level, we'll continue to be a strong voice for fair and workable federal policies that recognize the real environmental and economic benefits of biofuels, including pushing the EPA, which we've been doing for years, for more timely release of the final rules and setting the 26 and 27 RVOs. I think we're getting closer, but we just have to get better about getting them out sooner. We're grateful that this week to get some guidance from Treasurer on 45Z, not final, but we've got some clarity finally. And as we pursue all of these opportunities to continue to push forward, we'll continue to do so responsibly, balancing innovation with stewardship, growth with sustainability, and economic development with respect for our land and water. So again, I want to just give a heartfelt thank you to each and every one of you in this room for your leadership, for your perseverance, and really for your belief in what Iowa can do. You've never wavered. So this, which is like going to be a kind of a hard year for me, but so this will be my final time to have the opportunity to speak at this summit as your governor. And I want you to know that it has been an honor of my life to serve as your governor. I love this state. I am so proud of Iowans. They are by far our greatest asset, and I get to see it every single day up close and personal. I have been extremely proud to stand alongside each and every one of you in our fight for the renewable fuels industry. And I think together we have proved and we continue to prove that Iowa doesn't just grow crops, we actually grow solutions. And I also want you to know that the stories and the memories from that fight standing side by side with you over the years are many. And I just want to thank each and every one of you, and God bless you. Thank you.